Previously on Algoa FM.
Coach Geoffrey Toyana knows how to win trophies with cricket teams. He's done this many times with the Lions. And we caught up with him and asked him what the formula is that is responsible for the Proteas Test team getting to the top of the world and winning a historic series in India. And as a coach too, we were not surprised one bit when he started by paying a tribute to his Proteas counterpart, Shukri Conrad.
I think it's the coaching for me, the backing, you know, like of Shukri, backing his guys, backing them to the tilt, you know, believing in this. And like that does a lot to players, number one. But I mean, his relationship with Themba has always been good, you know, over the years. I mean, when Shukri was still, you know, like in the setup at the Lions there. So, you know, just the backing of the people like that he believes in and pushing them to be like the best that they can be. I mean, you can see that side. I mean, it's quite well led. And Themba is their leader. Like, they know like who their leader is. Mm. And there's a big difference when Themba is around. I mean, if you go back to that Pakistani, you know, series when we lost the first one, I think.
Yeah.
You could see that Themba was being missed there. And Themba coming back, these two, I mean, like, he leads with calmness. You know, like over the last, you know, 18 months or so, I think the biggest thing has been like the form of Themba, number one. And, you know, like he's our best player and how he's led his troops. Mm. You know, like his smartness in, you know, like rotating the bowlers, you know, like and so forth. And you can see that the boys are playing for the leadership. Like they are playing like for that leadership as well.
Let's talk about Themba himself now. You're already describing his leadership. To someone from outside who doesn't know him, what makes him such a great leader? I mean, you look at his stature. He's obviously, there are not too many clues there because he is not the most authoritative and the most imposing of figures. You've worked with him. What is it about Themba Bavuma that makes him get so much out of his men?
Yeah, Themba, I mean, is like those type characters, I mean, who sit in the corner in the change room, but, you know, like when he speaks, like people listen. You know, like those type of leaders.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you go back, I mean, when Nelson Mandela was the president,
yeah.
Every time there was something on TV, you know, everyone will go listen.
Mm.
I mean, Themba is those characters. When he doesn't say much, but when he speaks, you know, people listen.
Yeah.
And that's a great instrument to have, you know, like as a leader.
Mm. Well, Geoffrey, I remember a time when the South African teams, not just the test teams, when they used to share a lot of the duties, you didn't get just one super batsman scoring big hundreds. It would be maybe 100 from a Kirsten at the top of the order, and then maybe another contribution from further down. And then the bowlers and fielders would take care of the rest. And then there would be all-rounders as well. Around about the Hansi Cronier era and maybe a little after that, I see a lot of that in this team where people are sharing the work.
Yeah, I do believe that as well. I mean, like small contributions, you know, from everyone can make big for the team. The contributions, like, cannot be runs, you know, every time. It can be like the number of balls you face. I mean, Robin Bosch, like that first test, you know, he faced so many balls for his 25 in his partnership with Themba. Like for me, like those small contributions are key as well.
We also have to comment about this success by the South African team on the spinning front. It's not every day that a South African team goes to India and outspins India on their wickets.
Yeah, I mean, like a great call again from Themba, because we all know that Simon Harmer had committed his time to be like in England. I mean, playing for Essex.
Mm.
Like he had a meeting with Themba, and something was formed for Simon to phone Shukri. You know, like the rest is history. I mean, Simon is one of the best spinners, you know, in the world. I mean, he's taken over 1,000, like first-class wickets. And for him to come back and commit to playing test cricket for South Africa has really, really helped us a great deal. We've always struggled. I mean, to draw Pakistan in the subcontinent, you know, 1-1, that series, and to beat India 2-0. I mean, it's been 25 years since Hansi Cronier, you know, since we won a series in India.
Yeah.
And also to like outspin them in their own conditions. Something really, really superb. Like the balance of this team, you know, excites me. Tells me that we can play anywhere in the world against any opposition. If you're going to take us to the subcontinent, we've got the spinners, you know, who can do the job. I mean, also for me, a big unsung hero is Mutusami.
Yeah.
You know, people don't talk about his contributions a lot, but he's been huge. And Shukri backs him a lot. You know, people don't think he's a good cricketer. He's very underrated. Yeah, but he does the job, you know, like when the team needs it, you know. And he's done it for many years in first-class cricket. For us who are involved in that, you know, like we see his contributions. And for him to do those now in international cricket, it really bodes well for the future of the country and the balance of that team. Teams are going to be scared to play against South Africa. If you take us to Australia, we've got the pace.
Yeah.
If you take us to England, we've got people who are skilled, you know, who can swing the ball. And then at home, we'll always be dangerous. Mm. So, like, this team excites me a great deal.
And these are all teams that we have beaten in the recent past. I mean, we beat Australia to be World Test Champions. And now India, who were complaining that we hadn't played them, we've beaten them at home. So, it's going to be difficult. But now...
Yeah. For me, I think these victories or what's happening, I think it can be an eye-opener for ICC as well, that like the big three can run, you know, like our game. Mm. You know, like we are good enough to be part of this like cricketing sphere.
Yeah.
And we need a bigger piece as well. You know, like we've won the World Test Championship and we are beating top sides as well in world cricket. It's time that South Africa gets 5 test series. I mean, said that our next test game is going to be in September, next year, 2026. Like, there's no test cricket for South Africa up until September, you know, like next year.
A very interesting point that you've raised there, Coach. I mean, sad as well if you think that a man like Themba Bavuma plays mostly test cricket. So, is he off for the next year or so? There aren't too many ODIs as well. Why aren't we playing those test matches? What needs to change? I mean, we know the scene is going to be dominated by T20 cricket now with the World Cup coming up early next year. But surely something needs to change. We can't be playing the next test match in September and this becomes normal.
Yeah, like that's how ICC like formulate this test championship period. I don't know what format they use. It's quite difficult to also understand where we don't play some certain countries. That's why India complained last year that we've played nobody, you know. And then we like hadn't played Australia as well, you know, like up until we met them in the final. So like I don't know. And I think they do it over a 3-year period. These guys must go play there. These guys must go play there. I mean, like for the first time in a long time, that South Africa like don't have a Christmas test match and a New Year's test match, you know, like in Newlands, which for me, like that is sad. I mean, things have to change and spread the money, man. I mean, like there's so much money like that going around in world cricket and the big three. I mean, your India, your Australia, you know, like your England are taking the biggest chunk of the pie. I mean, try spread the pie. And the way South Africa is playing now, you know, like I'm sure, like the likes of like New Zealand, like the likes of Pakistan and all those deemed small countries are excited to see what South Africa is doing. Maybe that will be an eye-opener, you know, to ICC. And going back to Themba as well, yes, our next test series is in September. But fortunately, Themba also plays, you know, like one-day internationals. So like the only format that he doesn't play, you know, is the T20 format. And sadly as well, he's not in any of that SA20, you know, teams. I mean, like there's an SA20
that's a biggest
starting now in December. And Themba is not part of that.
Geoffrey Toyana there, former East End's batsman during his playing days, and as coach, winner of 4 trophies in 6 seasons with the Highveld Lions, as well as being credited with nurturing talents such as Kagiso Rabada and Themba Bavuma himself. Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.